We found that for the Capitol Police, they already had enhanced retirement benefits compared to the other brute forces, and they also had higher entry-level salaries. They did have a few more duties compared to the other police forces, but they also reported they weren't having necessarily problems with attrition. The data did not demonstrate that they had more serious problems with attrition than any of the other forces. And they also reported that they've been able to attract enough good qualified candidates for any vacancies that they've had. On some of the other police forces, though, not all the police forces have the enhanced retirement benefits. Four of the 10 that we looked at had these benefits. Entry-level salary ranged considerably. It was $38,000 for police forces that work at the National Institutes of Health, and it ranged up to $55,000 for Capitol Police and Supreme Court.
Could you just quickly list the 10 police forces that you looked at?
Sure. Bureau of Engraving and Printings, Police Force, National Institute of Health, U.S. Park Police, U.S. Capitol Police, Pentagon Police, Supreme Court Police, Postal Police, Police with the Federal Emergency Management Administration, Secret Service Police, and Police with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
I noticed that there was a range of attrition rates going from 3.5% to about 14%. When you asked these 10 police forces, why do people leave? What were some of the most common answers you got?
Well, in some cases, it was for personal reasons. They wanted to be closer to home. They didn't like the travel responsibilities. They maybe were looking for a different quality of life. They might want to have a different experience. In some cases, police officers, we heard anecdotally that they wanted to do more of the typical police functions and found that they were acting more like security guards in some agencies, so they might have been unhappy with the type of work that they ended up doing. So it was really a number of those types of reasons, in general more so than maybe pay or retirement benefits.
How important do you think that parity is when it comes to the pay and benefits offered between these forces? In other words, is it important that they are all relatively offering the same thing to officers, or does that not matter so much?
Well, we did indicate in our report that parity can make a difference. And early on, after the 9/11 tragedies, and we increased U.S. Marshals Service, and they started to offer a little bit more generous package. You could see that officers were leaving other federal agencies to move to the U.S. Marshals program for those benefits. So it can make a difference.
If they were to go to you and say, what should we do to make sure that we can still continue to recruit and retain people, what would your advice be?
Our advice would be to look at the data and determine what the data show. Does this agency, in fact, really have an attrition or recruitment problem? And if they do, there are other tools that are also tailored to helping address these issues, like retirement retention bonuses or recruitment bonuses that agencies have the flexibility to use without having to resort to increasing retirement benefits, because those can be very costly. So We advise agencies to really take a look to make sure that there are, in fact, problems in these areas. And if so, what are the most effective but maybe the least costly ways to address those issues before moving to these kinds of permanent changes?
And have you heard back from the lawmakers who requested this report in the first place?
We briefed the requesters and the staff for the requesters on our results. So they did find that the information provided them good hard data to use. It also helped them to evaluate some proposals that they had received from the Capitol Police Labor Commission that offered different options for increasing retirement benefits.
I want to ask you about one of those proposals in particular. I read that you looked at six, and then there was one that evaluated whether moving the mandatory retirement age from 57 years of age to 60 would be a good idea or not. Talk to me a little bit about that, because I think that if that were to take place, it might be something that other police forces would be looking at carefully as well.
Yes. Now, we wanted to be careful to say that we really were looking at these proposals to determine a couple of things, in particular, to what extent would it increase government costs, especially in this economy and this environment. And we did find that if you modeled that proposal, it would have a minimal impact on government costs, and it would allow officers to have more savings for retirement because if they would choose to continue to invest in the thrift savings plans, for example. That said, it was interesting because what our analyses demonstrated was that the most important thing that probably affects the retirement income of officers is the extent to which they participate in the thrift savings plan. And there were some concerns because in 2010, 12% of the officers were not contributing anything to thrift, and another 10% were contributing less than 5% of their salary. And so our model showed that if that's the most important thing officers could do is to take advantage of the thrift savings plan and the matching contributions from their agencies to make sure they have adequate retirement income.